and Mickey and Liza Sue live in a big brown box. It has carpets and curtains and beanbag chairs, and the door has three big locks. Oh, it's pretty inside, and the windows are wide with shutters to keep out the day. They have swings and slides and custom-made beds, and the doors only open one way. Their parents visit on Wednesday night, and you should see the stuff they get. Pizza and Lego and bubble yum and a four-color TV set. On Christmas Day, they got a picture of the sky and a butterfly under glass, an aquarium thing with plastic fish made so it would last.
Oh, seagulls scream and rabbits hop and beavers chew trees when they need 'em. But Patty and Mickey and Liza Sue, those kids can't handle their freedom.
Now, Patty used to live with a two-way door in a little white house quite near us. But she had too much fun in school all day and made the grown-ups nervous. She talked in the library and sang in the class, went four times to the toilet. She ran through the halls and wouldn't play with dolls. And when we pledged to the flag, she'd spoil it. So the teachers, who loved her, had a meeting one day to try to find a cure. They thought and talked and thought some more till finally they were sure. Oh, Patty, they said, you're an awfully sweet girl with a lot of potential inside you, but you have to know how far to go so the grown-up world can abide you. Now, the rules are listed on the walls, so there's no need to repeat them. We all agree, your parents and we, that you just can't handle your freedom. Patty sat still, and to avoid their eyes, she lowered her little girl head. But she heard their words, and she felt their eyes, and this is what she said. I fold my socks and I eat my beads, and on Saturday morning I change my sheets. I lace my shoes and watch my neck, and under my nails there's not a speck.
Even sparrows scream and rabbits hop and beavers chew trees.
I don't mean to be rude, I want to be nice, but I'd like to hang on to my freedom. I know you are smart, and I know that you think you are doing what's best for me. But if freedom is handled just your way, then it's not my freedom or So they gave little Patty an understanding hug and put her in a big brown box. It has carpets and curtains and beanbag chairs, but the door has three big locks.
Old parents scream and rabbits pop and beavers chew trees when they need 'em. But Patty and Mickey and Liza Sue, those kids can handle their freedom.
Now, Mickey used to live on the 18th floor with two elevators to service. But he had too much fun in the streets all day, and he made the grown-ups nervous. He wrote his name on the mailbox lid and sat on the super's Honda. He hollered in the hall and played handball right where the sign said not to. So the tenants who loved him had a meeting one day to try and find a cure. They thought and talked and thought some more till finally they were sure. Oh, Mickey, they said, you're an awfully nice kid with a wonderful future before you. But you have to know how far you can go so the grown-up world can adore you. Now, the rules are listed on the elevator door, so there's no need to repeat them. We all agree, your parents and we, that you just can't handle your freedom. Mickey sat still and avoided their eyes by lowering his little boy head. But he heard their words and felt their eyes, and this is what he said. But I comb my hair, and I don't smoke hash, and every day I take out the trash. I feed the hamster and water the plants, and once a week I hang up my pants.
If owls can scream and rabbits hop and beavers do trees when they need them,
why can't I be a kid like me who doesn't have to handle this freedom? I know you are smart, and I know that you think you're doing what is best for me, but if freedom is handled just your way, then it's not my freedom or free. So they gave Smile, put box, carpets, curtains, chairs, door, locks. Pretty inside, windows wide, shutters keep out day. Swings, slides, double bed, door, one way.
Oh, babies feel scream and rabbits hop and beavers chew trees when they need 'em. But Patty and Mickey and Liza Sue, those kids can't handle their freedom.
Now, Liza Sue lived in a little farmhouse where only the crickets disturbed her. She had too much fun in the fields all day, made the grown-ups nervous. Let the chickens keep their eggs, squirrels into the fruit trees, took the bit from the horse's mouth, fed honey to the bees. So the neighbors, who loved her, had a meeting one day to try and find a cure. They thought and talked and thought some more, till finally they were sure. Oh, Liza, they said, you're a wonderful child, and we really don't want to remove you. But you have to know how far to go if you want grown-ups to approve you. Now, the rules are clear in everybody's mind, so there's no need to repeat them. We all agree, your parents and we, that you simply can't handle your freedom. Liza Sue sat still, avoided their eyes by lowering her little girl head. She heard their words, felt their eyes. This is what she said.
I'd have worn my braces for 3 years now and gave up tea the brittle. And I do my fractions and bottle feed the lambs that are too little. Will the crows not scream and the beavers chew trees where they need 'em? If you'd shut me up and put me away, 'cause I can't handle my freedom.
I know you are smart, and I know that you think you are doing what's best for me. But if freedom is handled just
gave, pat, put box, carpets, curtains, chairs, door, locks. Inside, windows wide, shutters keep out day. Swings, slides, bed, door, opens, one way.
All the porpoise screams and the rabbits hop and beavers chew trees when they need 'em.